Beloved radio friends, we welcome you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus to the broadcast today. We continue our blessed study relating to the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have noted in the preceding messages of the preceding week the proof from God's Word relative to the second coming of the Lord. We mentioned them very briefly. We noted the personal promise of the Lord Jesus in chapter 14 of John's Gospel, verses 1 to 3. He will come himself for his own. This is his promise. We also noted in chapter 1 of the book of the Acts, verses 10 and 11, the confirmation by the angels at the ascension of the Lord Jesus when he was taken up into heaven. And their promise and their assurance, this same Jesus, personally, literally, bodily, will return again. We have also been noting the teaching of the apostles. The beloved apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Thessalonians also. The apostle Peter, how Peter also relates to the coming again of the Lord Jesus, both in his first and second epistles. And also, we noted the epistle of Jude, where in verses 14 and 15, he also declared, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." We have also noted the apostle John's ministry, the apostle James' ministry, the beloved apostles of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, all of them taught and themselves expected the blessed return of the Lord Jesus. We raise the question, my beloved friend, do you ever stop to think of the necessity of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ to come? May I give you two important facts to think upon relating to the necessity of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ again? First of all, if you have a baptism of common sense, reading the news, listening to the news of the world today, do you not recognize the political situation, not only in one nation, but throughout the whole world, has become one of chaos and confusion, where men are unable to solve the problems of the political scene? My beloved, the Word of God tests very clearly and declares very emphatically, only the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ back from heaven will ever bring peace and righteousness to the earth. May I give you another thought? Not only the political situation, the moral situation of the world, the moral situation of our own land, favored as we have been. What shall we say? May I quote the words of the beloved Apostle John from Revelation chapter 21, or rather chapter 9 and verse 21. Where the beloved apostle states regarding the closing days before the Lord Jesus comes back to the earth, the multiplicity of moral sins, they repented not of their murders, of their sorceries, of their fornication, and of their thefts. Please let me emphasize emphatically, you have the four prevailing moral sins of the end of the age, prevailing in the world. First of all, the multiplicity of murders. Can you deny such a fact? One thinks of my boyhood days. Whenever there was a murder, it made the front lines of the newspaper and in bold headlines. Today, you cannot put in the paper all the multiplicity of murders that take place. And this was foretold by the Spirit of God. You have also the word sorceries in our verse of Revelation 9:21. The word meaning drug addiction. And every one of us know, in our country particularly, as well as in many parts of the world, the great dangers that we face morally, physically, and even eternally from the drug addiction that prevails. Then the promiscuous sexuality of today, coupled in that one word, condensed in that one word, fornications, meaning sexuality of all kinds. You've got that prevailing today. And thefts, stealing, beloved, the world is full of it. Now may I raise the question, my friend, I challenge you. Do some serious thinking. If the political scene is one of chaos and confusion, and no man knows the answer that can bring peace to the world, and no man has the answer. And then think of the moral scene. I say again, do a little thinking, my radio listener. Surely the coming of the Lord is a necessity. And thus his own promise, the angelic confirmation, the teaching of the apostles, we should lay to our heart, he is coming again. But I would like also to present a wonderful truth, very little realized, but found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26, the very testimony of the Lord's Supper. We profess in the professing church to remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the words of the beloved Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11, where he states the institution and the continuation of the Lord's Supper, we have the word saying in verse 26, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. My beloved radio friend, I know not whether you're a participant in the Lord's Supper. If you are a believer, living as you should do for the glory of the Lord, you ought to be. But here are the statements of the apostle by the Spirit. When as often it is done, the eating of the bread, which is a token and a symbol of the body of Christ, the drinking of the cup, which is a symbol and a token of the precious blood of Christ, you are announcing, you are declaring, you are proclaiming the Lord's death, that blessed atoning death of our Lord Jesus Christ, blessed privilege, holy privilege, and a sacred remembrance for those who know and love the Lord himself. But will you note the closing words of our text? How oft is this to be done? Shall it be continued forever? No, says the apostle, 'tis only till he come. So may I point out to you, though the blessed keeping of the Lord's Supper is a blessed remembrance, going backward in retrospection and affection to the death of the Son of God on the behalf of his people, whom he has redeemed, yet the continuation of that supper which he instituted is not permanent upon the earth. It is only till he come. Till he come we take the bread and drink the wine. And he is coming again. And the very Lord's Supper, please, I beg of my beloved fellow believers who may participate in it rightfully as a believer in the Lord Jesus, which I trust you're able to do. Please remember, it's only temporary. 'Twill never be needed when he comes. For thank God, instead of the symbols, when he comes, we believers will have the reality, the blessed person of our Lord Jesus himself. When he comes and we see him face to face, shall we ever again need the bread and the wine? Never. They're only tokens until he comes. Now may I make a statement, which I do very earnestly and sincerely. Unfortunately, there are not many people realize that the blessed privilege of the Lord's Supper, the communion, if you want to call it, is only till the Lord Jesus comes. May I remind you of an incident that took place in the ministry of one dear brother by the name of Harry Ironsides, one of the greatest servants of God of the past century, now with the Lord. On one occasion, our beloved fellow brother was preaching in a certain particular place, and in a certain denominational church, and he spoke to these people of that church about the second coming of Christ. following his message, the pastor and the rector of that place objected to him about the preaching of the second coming of Christ. And this beloved brother, as he faced the situation, said to the other, "My brother, do you have the Lord's Supper? Do you have the communion supper in your church here?" And he answered, "Of course we do." Then he said, "Let me remind you, why do you do it then? Unless you believe. As oft as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do announce the Lord's death till he come." And my beloved fellow believer, that precious privilege of the Lord's Supper is a privilege that is only till he comes. Not only pointing backward, and may I say not only pointing upward, to be reminded of that blessed, risen, resurrected, and glorified Lord in the heavens above, but pointing forward to his coming again. Yes, there was a commencement, an institution of the Lord's Supper by the Lord Jesus himself, as we well know, in the upper room. There has been a continuation of it, but there will someday be a consummation of it. When he comes, 'twill no longer be necessary. My beloved fellow believer, do you realize that he's coming again? When you take the bread and drink the cup in loving memory of the Savior who redeemed you. My fellow citizen, listening to this message, you may be unsaved. My fellow traveler to eternity with me, traveling through this scene of life to eternity to which we're all going. Have you ever realized that in that blessed supper of the Lord, the bread and the wine, you have the symbols of his death that was for your redemption and for mine? Ah, beloved, first of all, if you would ever appreciate that supper, you must first of all appreciate and appropriate the death of the Lord Jesus for your salvation. Have you done it? For may I say, the next occasion we may keep that supper may be the last. The Lord Jesus is coming again. We ask again, are you ready, my friend, whether saint or whether sinner? And if you're a sinner not ready, find the Lord Jesus and take him today. Oh, blessed Father, we pray, the Holy Spirit will consummate thy truth to the saving of some precious souls and the blessing of thy saints. In Jesus' name, amen.